Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 13 through 16. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So they were divided. The third commandment could not be clearer. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But to avoid all confusion, God went on to explain, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. So, Jesus is a rule breaker, right? He worked on the Sabbath. He made mud, put it on a blind man's eyes, and told him to wash in the pool of Siloam, all of which led to this man seeing for the first time in his life. Some of the Pharisees could not help but conclude, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." This wasn't the first time Jesus had generated a heated debate by healing someone on the Sabbath. From the earliest days of his earthly ministry, Jesus was causing his opponents to have serious bouts of consternation as they tried to square Jesus' claims of being the Son of God and the promised Messiah with his apparent refusal to obey God's holy law. But was it a refusal? Hardly. It was a fulfillment. Jesus once explained, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." His point was simple. Of course, God wants us to honor him by resting from our labor at some point every week to hear and ponder his saving word. But he also calls us to put his word into practice by regularly demonstrating love for our neighbors in need. The Christian life is not an either-or proposition. It's an everyday both-and way of life. Our Savior never overturns God's word. Instead, he fulfills it perfectly. Jesus, empower me to be like you more and more every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.